Thank you for coming. You can please be seated. We come together to continue praying for the reparations for the abuse of clergy, healing within the universal church, for our own sins, for the sins of the world, and for the return of all fallen away Catholics. Back in 1917, there was an apparition that happened to three small children. Our Lady appeared to them and asked for not just them, but for all Catholics to pray the Rosary for peace in our world and the conversion of Russia, so they would stop spreading their errors around the world. Also, if all Catholics around the world prayed the Rosary, the current war would end and there wouldn't be another. She also warned that if we did not pray, a war far worse than the last would come. Well, we did not listen. World War II happened and, as promised, was worse than the last. Russia spread its errors throughout the world and was not converted. Every apparition before and since Fatima has the same message. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for the conversion of sinners. We can all see what is happening because we are not doing what our mother is asking of us. She asked for us, all of her children, to pray for and offer reparations for conversions of all peoples. If you happen to be the recipient of FORMED, which, by the way, is free for all of our parishioners, there is a great talk given by Father Jason Brooks, Legionaries of Christ, called Fatima, Living the Message. It is a wonderful talk telling us of the history and what we as Catholics need to be doing. We must listen, not just to what Our Lady is requesting of us, but listen to our Lord and being faithful followers. We have been called time and again to pick up our crosses and begin to make reparations for the sins of the world. We, as baptized Catholics, have received the task of being co-responsible for the conversion of all peoples, called to make sacrifices and reparations. I heard someone recently say that second Friday at 6 p.m. is very inconvenient because people like to go out and eat. Well, my response, and that of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mother, and our Lord, is probably the same. Sacrifices and reparations are not about convenience. It is about sacrificing something we have pleasure in for the betterment of our world, love of God and neighbor. This is the reason we are asked to do this, because it is inconvenient, not convenient. We have forgotten what making sacrifices and reparations are and how they benefit not just our relationship with God, but our relationship with others. And why a holy hour? Because Our Lady states that great things happen when we adore the exposed presence of our Lord, present here in the monstrance on this altar. God is here, present to all of us. All we have to do is reach out and touch the risen Lord who gave his all for us, ready to listen and to accept what little we have to offer him, especially the inconvenience of missing out of a Friday night meal. In this talk by Father Brooks, he mentions three ways to pray that we can offer how we make our sacrifices and reparations. The first is the Most Holy Rosary. which is one of the most powerful prayers we have, than the Angel of Peace prayer given to the children of Fatima, which you may have received when you first came in. The other one is from our hearts. That can go like this. O my Jesus, this is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and for the reparation for the offenses committed against the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. A small prayer like this, when we make our offerings of love to the two hearts, are always heard and acted upon by them. Let us listen to Our Lady, what Our Lady has asked in all of her apparitions. Pray for peace in the world and for the conversion of sinners. I want to leave you with these words of wisdom I heard very recently and ask each of you to take them to heart and act upon them. I believe in God, but I don't act like it. I believe I have a Savior, but I don't live like I do. Remember, we are co-responsible for the conversion of the world.